This is Game Set Match Kentucky, Episode 10, recorded June 26, 2019, entitled It's Trina, Not Trina. Hey everybody, it's time for episode 10 of Game Set Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series, and maybe a whole lot more that you never asked for. This is June 26, 2019. I'm Chris Godby. I'm the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where the lines are good and sandbagging is for golf. I'm happy to be joined today by one of our tournament directors, who is making her first ever appearance on this program. How have you gotten out of this through almost 10 episodes?
I've said no.
Well, it's good to have you, and hopefully this experience will be such that you won't be scared to come back another time. Apart from directing two of our CKTS tournaments in Glasgow, she's the head coach of the Barron County High School Trojan tennis team, and at BCHS, she's a former math teacher and current assistant principal, Trina Rickard. It is my pleasure to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll see if I'll do it again after today.
Time will tell. Okay, well, today on this episode of Game Set Match Kentucky, we're basically just going to talk about the Barron Classic, which starts tomorrow. We'll preview ahead just a little bit to the State Farm E-Town Open, which is next weekend. Our sponsor for this episode is LakeNet Media Web Hosting. If you need a web host or a new web host, call 757-LakeNet. That's 757-525-3638. If you or your business want to help keep this program going, send an email to info@gamesetmatchky.com. So let's talk about the rescheduled Barron Classic. You've had an interesting last couple of weeks, have you not?
Yes, I have. It's been busy.
Tell the listeners, all three of them, tell them what you've been through as far as you make plans and then you have to kind of start over.
Well, of course, last week I watched the weather and it wasn't looking good the whole week. But needless to say, we tried to look at it in a positive manner. And I went on and did the draws, which, I mean, I don't know if people have ever done these, but it takes a lot of time to make the draws. And with everybody playing in two events, or majority of the people playing in two events. So it pretty much takes me a whole day looking at the draws and setting up the times, etc. And then, unfortunately, Saturday morning, it just didn't look good. And it did rain pretty much off and on the whole day. So I did feel good about canceling the matches, but unfortunately had to redo all the work.
I think the vast majority of participants understand that you would rather make a judgment call like that in advance and save a lot of hassle than go ahead and try it. And maybe you have 90 minutes of dry weather here and 40 minutes of dry weather there, intermixed with several off and on showers and storms.
Right. If anybody's ever squeegeed a court, they would understand why you don't want to have to do 8 or 16, rather, that we have at both places. But we would have had to have squeegeed a lot. So in the long run, we did the right thing by canceling.
Well, fortunately, the weather for this weekend, this rescheduled weekend of the Barron Classic, the weather looks really good. It's going to be hot. But we would rather that be the case than wet or threat of rain. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready for this tournament. I'm excited now that the weather is going to be good. It is going to be hot though, so everybody needs to make sure they stay hydrated. And you know, if they are feeling sick or something, they need to let us know, and that type of thing. We'll try to, you know, get them in air conditioner. We don't want anybody, you know, passing out or anything like that. So I don't think anybody has really been playing in heat like it is now. I mean, I don't think so. You know, so it is going to be a change. So hopefully everybody, like I said, has plenty of water, Gatorade, whatever they need to stay hydrated.
We've definitely experienced some cooler, more spring-like weather, a lot of rain, of course, and it feels like we're just now getting into what could be the real heat of the summer.
Right.
And this is weird for us. It's the latest that the CKTS has actually begun the summer season since our first year ever, which was in 2003. We began our first tournament in August, and we only had four tournaments then. And so we had to push back the Bowling Green Open all the way to September. So that took out our early June tournament. Now we've delayed the Barron Classic by a week. And so finally, when we're knocking on the door of July, we're ready to get started. And you probably, to some degree, are just ready to get it over with after all this. But I'll say for me personally, I'm excited about playing in it because I haven't played much tennis for the last several years. And I'm trying to recover from some injuries, and I'm excited about playing doubles in your tournament this weekend.
Yes, I was glad to see that you finally signed up, because most of the time I think you've been on vacation when my tournament has been. So
that's true.
We're excited that you're getting to play. And, you know, unfortunately, there were some people who signed up last week who, I guess, you know, either they're on vacation this week or something else has come up and they can't play. But then there are others who weren't able to play, I guess, last week who have signed up this week. So we have
pretty much
this, maybe a few more people than we did last week, which is great. But I'm excited to see all the CKTS people. I've met a lot of people in the tournaments and series that are, you know, have become really good friends of mine.
If I heard you correctly, are your numbers bigger for this rescheduled weekend?
Just maybe within 5 to 10 people.
Well, that's great, because that never happens, honestly. I mean, around once a year we have to move a tournament like this, and the numbers always go down. And so that's phenomenal. That's great. That's great news. So it's good that more people are going to get to play in this rescheduled weekend than they would have on the original weekend. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Depending on when you're listening to this, you've well missed the deadline, and you know you may not even hear this until after the tournament happens. And it seems like not too long after you're going to have this tournament wrapped up, it's time for you to gear up for your next one.
Yes, and unfortunately, school is probably just around the corner since July is next week.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
And, you know, we have our other tournament at the end of August, September. It's actually Labor Day weekend, and I hope a lot of people will come out because they've got that extra day, so why not come out and play tennis that weekend and then have that extra day to go to the lake or whatever they want to do with their families.
Yeah, I don't think that having these tournaments on a holiday weekend ever really hurts our numbers. You know why? I think that there are a lot of people that want to get away from their family get-togethers, and they use this as an excuse. Oh, darn it, I signed up for this tournament. I signed up for it weeks ago, and I've got to honor this commitment. I've already paid my money. I already bought a tour pass. I got to go play. So who knows? But anyway, that's August 31st and September 1st. That's the Glasgow Open. So let's take a quick look ahead to what's coming up next week. It's rare that we have back-to-back tournament weeks in the CKTS, but because of the rain postponement with the Barron Classic, we're back-to-back with the State Farm E-Town Open. That's going to be this coming weekend, July 6th and 7th. Entries opened this past Monday, and they're going to close this coming Tuesday, July 2nd at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. So go to cktstour.com to register for that. We've got a new director this year of the E-Town Open. The longtime E-Town Open director, Bo O'Brien, has decided to retire from many of his duties with the E-Town Tennis Commission, including running this tournament. We'll have more about that later. I think I'd like to sit down with Bo at some point this season and talk to him about that decision. But the new person in charge of the tournament is Karen Henson, and she's going to do a fantastic job. She's got a lot of help from Terry Christensen and other people at the E-Town Tennis Commission. So look for them to put on a great event next week in Elizabethtown. Are you signing up for that one, Trina?
I am. I haven't yet because I've been busy with my own. But Bo and Kathy are actually playing in mine, and so I'm so happy that they were able to come this weekend. And
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that they are in for this weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. And I know a lot of people will be looking forward to seeing Bo and Kathy as well. And there are other things going on in Tennyson, Kentucky, other than with the CKTS. The best way to keep up with it is to visit KentuckyTennis.com or follow at USTA Kentucky on Twitter and Facebook. You can also send us your tennis events to info@gamesetmatchky.com. That's if you're having a tournament, a camp, a clinic, some sort of social event. I'd love to advertise it here for you. And believe it or not, Trina, that's going to serve out another episode of Game Set Match Kentucky. I want to thank everyone for listening. Oh, by the way, I should mention, people that see your name written down, I want you to set the record straight for them right now that it's Trina, not Trina, correct?
That is correct.
People have mispronounced your name, so we just want to, for all handful of people that are listening, they'll know it's Trina, not Trina. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you everyone for listening. And if you're listening through our website, what you need to do is go ahead and subscribe on your smartphone. Use your Apple Podcast app. Use your Google Podcast app. I use an app for iOS called Overcast that I really like. There's tons of podcast apps. We're also on Spotify, and I'm proud to announce that we're now also on iHeart. So lots of ways to get this program. And go ahead and enable the notifications so you're notified when there's a new episode that's downloaded to your phone. Also, you can go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review. What the heck? You know, the stars are right there in front of you. You might as well click all 5 of them, don't you think? Visit GameSetMatchKY.com for all the episodes and show notes and more. Follow us on Twitter at GameSetMatchKY and like our Facebook page, GameSetMatchKentucky, the podcast. If you want to get in on sponsorship for GameSetMatchKentucky, send an email to info@GameSetMatchKY.com. Uh-oh, there's that noise. It's already time. Hawkeye says, oh, we are out. So until next time, I'm Chris Godby with Trina Rickard. Thank you again, Trina, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been Game Set Match Kentucky. And all of your life, all of your 32 years of life, right? 32 or is it 31? I shouldn't say your age on the air.
That's true. You shouldn't. It's the same age as you.
Okay. Well, I'm not. I, you know. I, okay.